Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, darling.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
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 We do have a hand raised, just so you know.
Okay.
I thought maybe we'd go into that.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. See where it takes us. Okay.
Right. Erica 509. Good morning on the air. Who's this?
Oh, this is Holly from Washington.
Holly, So I don't recall you calling us before, so I'm guessing you're a first-time caller?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Yay!
Yay.
Or my regrets. No, anyway. No. So how it works is the first thing is I'm going to ask permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
Okay. And if you would like, please provide your birthday, just the month and the day, not the year.
10/25.
Okay. If you could put what's going on into a question, what would that question be?
I'm just trying to get a book published, and I can't decide if this is a good publisher that's contacted me.
Okay, so we're going to change. Okay. Let's start with that. Okay. So the first thing I want to say is you absolutely can decide. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can decide. Nothing's stopping you. No one's putting a gun to your head saying you can't decide. So let's be very – and it's interesting, you're a writer, and you know how important language is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can decide.
Yeah.
It's just you haven't decided yet. You are still doing your research, so to speak, to make an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be safe to say that that's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Just because I'm curious, not even that I'm picking this up clairvoyantly, but I'm just curious, have you considered self-publishing?
Yeah.
No, wait, look at the energy with that.
Yeah, I think I need some help. You know, I want to make sure it's done properly.
Well, of course, but you're not helpless.
Mm-hmm.
You're not helpless. And let me ask you this. Have you submitted your book or your proposal or whatever it is that you have?
No.
You have not. So this
mm-hmm.
is completely
new.
Ground zero, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing is, right now, it's difficult. The reason why you are perceiving that you can't decide is because you don't have enough information. It's like somebody who wants to drive a car, but they never did driver's ed. They never even got a learner's permit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Yeah, so they can get a license, but they have to take the steps to get that license. So the reason why there's a hesitation is because it's lack of communication.
Knowledge.
Right?
Yeah.
So is the book is it esoteric? Is it spiritually based?
In a way, yeah, it's poetry, but I channel from spirit.
Okay. Because what I would recommend, the days of so much has changed in terms of how traditionally business has been conducted, whether it's publishing or pretty much anything else. So I would actually look into a division that, you know, Hay House, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hay House has a division. Balboa Press, have you heard of them?
No.
Okay, so write this down. B-A-L-B-A-O, Balboa, I think, yeah, Balboa, B-A-L-B-O-A, Balboa Press.
Mm-hmm.
Because self-publishing is very accessible. To try to sell your goods, unless they feel that it's a commercial success guaranteed. This is why celebrity things blow up, because publishers, they'll give an advance, they'll do all those things for something mm-hmm. way more specific and way more to a targeted audience. It's really about you kind of turning this into a little business. There also, what I did not write an esoteric book. I actually wrote a book about auditioning, because I happen to be a private audition coach, instructor, casting director, and producer while I do the show. Hello. So we wear many hats. And what I did, I have a book. It's now in its second edition. I really need to write the third, but it's been a crazy, last year was horrendous in terms of just my own personal stuff. But I self-published a book that is sold at the most prestigious bookshop for acting books in New York City and available worldwide through outlets like Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com and some others. That you kind of have to know a little bit more. And that mm-hmm. platform is through Amazon, actually, called Create Space. But I'm thinking, so that someone kind of takes you by the hand, is to explore Balboa Press.
Okay.
Okay. Now, with Create Space, they have a thing called POD, Print on Demand, which is very affordable. And if overhead is an issue, that's the more economical option. Kindle, very economical option, because there's very little upfront cost. Self-publishing will involve upfront costs. Create mm-hmm. Space would be the lowest, but you kind of have to know what you're doing. And there's also to even show. Have you shown your work to anybody? Whether
no, this lady circles? Wants 500 upfront. And I'm just,
who's this
a
lady?
Lot of money.
Who's this lady? What's her name? I'm not what's her name, but who is she? I don't care what her name is, but who's this lady?
Her company is Telltale Poetry Editing.
Right, because she's an editor. And listen, I know people who are professional novelists, like they have stuff out there. And mm-hmm. As a layperson, I know very little about the literary world. And there are editors, and that's what they do, and they charge money like that. I had no idea.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's a whole – are you in – I don't know what town or city you're in. You don't have to tell us. But are mm-hmm. you in a place where it's not very remote, but it's more like cultured, or there's access to a big city that you can get to?
I'm 4 hours from Seattle.
Okay. Well, Seattle's very progressive. So that might be an investment that's worth taking in terms of time, where mm-hmm. I would look up like poetry meetups or poetry groups, like someplace where there that you can find your tribe. Seattle's mm-hmm. a very progressive town. And there's a mm-hmm. lot going on there. So it really isn't too out of reach for you. It's just mm-hmm. planning ahead and making time. And mm-hmm. It's about just putting your work out there. And what is the reason or the drive to want to publish your book? What do you want to do with it?
It's like a little embarrassing, but
No, don't be embarrassed. Nobody listens to this show. That's not true.
I'm just going to say it. Spirit says it's time to get it published. And at first I'm writing these as songs.
Okay.
But I have a message from Spirit to get it published in the book first and then move forward from there to get it to song.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Now, sometimes, and I know this, okay, as someone mm-hmm. who will read people's energy, that, and you know, because you do the same, you do the same thing if you're getting messages, okay, that it takes a little bit of practice to take your linear conscious brain really out of the equation and go with the impulse, because it's non-linear communication. It's completely clairsentient. It's not verbal. Mm-hmm. You don't hear it. You sense it, and then you process it into language that can be translated or shared. Would you say that's a fair thing to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're being nudged by spirit.
Yeah.
But those steps and how they literally look like, it's not, no pun intended, written in stone by spirit. Spirit's just nudging you to get uncomfortable enough to do something, because that's how our attention is provoked. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I'm really uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
No, but life begins when you get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is you're getting nudged to take the steps, but I would just say it's not so cut and dry, black and white. So be open. It's not change anything. I'm not saying to change anything. I'm not suggesting that. But just be open to your journey. Okay? And if it doesn't sit well with you to give this lady, that's her name, it's her first name, first name, this, last name, lady, to give this lady, right there, the energy with that just doesn't feel right. And you know it.
Yeah,
so,
that's why I'm calling.
That's why. Hello. So I would suggest finding creative ways to continue on this journey. Source is just nudging you to just explore this journey. And then maybe there's people for you to meet with in Seattle. Another thing that was coming in, and I don't know if how you're going to respond to this, but it's really presenting your gifts to the marketplace. So you know how they do open mics?
Yeah.
Hello. I know you're not going to be like a huge fan of this suggestion, but Seattle would be the place to do something like that. And maybe, and what I'm also getting a visual picture of, maybe as you're reading your poetry, you're collabing with somebody who is just maybe playing soft guitar in the background or something as you read the poetry. So I'm kind of seeing like the moving parts to this. I'm seeing, it's like getting something from IKEA that you're like, oh. So I'm seeing like you're just all these parts, but they're not put together yet.
Yeah.
And I think it's just kind of, yes, spirit, wonderful, but you're in collaboration with spirit, because spirit's not here trying to hustle poetry and pay rent. You are. So this is a collaboration. So work in collaboration, because spirit doesn't know from time or traffic lights or rent, and good for spirit. So you know from that. So you got to meet someplace in the middle.
Yeah.
No, it's just not all cut and dry. And I want to, but I feel good. But it's like you got to be Dora the Explorer. You got to kind of be a little brave and go into unforeseen territory. And I feel that I don't know if you've had the energy of kind of feeling isolated or cut off or not really in your tribe. I'm sensing that. And I think okay, good, because I'm getting that from your energy. So I'm sensing that. That's not going to be in your backyard, but that's going to be in a different, more accessible, cultured area. And that would be Seattle. That's the closest to you. I'm going to flip this over to Elisa and see how the numbers line up with what I was picking up.
Okay.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Well, Holly, my question first, because I do have a number for you. I have a number for you. But when did this lady ask, in what context did she ask for your stuff, like for it to be such a certain amount? Like,
well, I'm searching on the internet. I'm searching any kind of publisher for this, you know, so I'm like emailing everybody, seeing what comes back.
Yeah, well, people, mm-hmm. that's a big business, and it's not. And the thing is, any, mm-hmm. it's not going to be any. It has to be very specific. Not,
yeah.
You know, it's not like Kylie Jenner's, you know, diary from middle school. That would,
Lord.
Okay.
Right.
I'm bringing it back to uh-huh. Lisa. So I can't. So we got to watch words with any, and you know, you the generalizations. You got to own how specific your stuff is, and find your audience. Okay, now I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Go.
But what I'm curious about is, when did this process start? Was it before your birthday or after your birthday?
Looking for an editor or writing the music? I mean, I'm writing the poem.
Looking for an editor.
After my birthday.
Okay. Yeah, so with your birthday, you entered number one, personal year, in a cycle of 9 years. So numerology, everything goes 1 through 9, and you kind of build on the experiences every year. So what happened this past year was you ended a cycle of 9 years and entered into a new cycle of 9 years. So whatever was going on last year before your birthday, a lot of change, a transformational year, because you were kind of letting go of old stuff and we're always in the process of doing something, of being something. But when you're reaching the end of a cycle like you were last year, then there's a lot of just cleaning out and making room for something new, which is what you're in right now. The number one is all about some new beginnings, and there's always an overlap. As sort of like you graduate to the next level, you kind of take the stuff you need with you, all that knowledge and experience, but all the other stuff that served a purpose at one point in your life in the last few years, you have to just look at it and say, you know what, it served me, but I can't continue to take all of that stuff with me anymore. And I think when all this happens, and plus you're an artist, so there's probably a lot of deep stuff going on in there. You're channeling. You're coming into your own with your own gifts, and then finding an outlet. And you know, when you get these nudges from spirit, it comes out in a lot of different ways, and we can translate it as well. It has to be this way, or it has to be another way. I love how Liz put it. It's never really black and white, because you know, you are in a form. You are in your body, and that's the vehicle that you're going through in this life. And so spirit is spirit, and spirit kind of comes through, and how you manifest these ideas that you collaborate with spirit can take, that's what's so nice about being in form, but it's also kind of like the curse of being in form, because when you're in this body, there's so many things to be aware of, but you can't do it all, right? You're not supposed to. So it is about these choices. So appreciate that process, and I know you do, and that's partly why you have these, you know, this question, and why the question has so many layers to it, because we had to kind of go through that initial awkwardness of, well, it's this, but, you know, and now you're going to ask more questions, and I have to know, and that's the whole process. That's what we're all trying to do, and the thing is, we can't solve that problem on our own, and we never really are. On our own. So, you know, good for you for taking a chance on these two crazy ladies on the air, but also taking a chance with really opening yourself up, especially for, you know, anyone who's an artist. If, you know, you're creating something, and then there's that vulnerability of, well, how do I share this with other people? And not only that, not even, I think it's a big deal to share it with like one other person that you probably know, like your friend, but then to do it on a level where the whole point is there's a message there, right? There's a message there that is meant to be shared on a wider level. So there are many different ways to do that. And so you're going through a process of you know, thinking, okay, this is linearly, this is what I need to do. But what's happening is you're seeing some of the pros and cons of doing it a traditional way, and you're looking at some of the other challenges that come with maybe self-publishing, but having a little bit more control over how this message is going to be received, and so it won't be instantaneous in a number one year. There's a lot of great ideas, and there's this need to explore and do a little bit more because of this enthusiasm. Even if it's like, oh my gosh, I have this, because my guess is that there's a lot of stuff coming through you, and
yeah.
not just from this poetry, but it's also finding these outlets for you just creatively. So we have a lot of ideas, but not all of them are ready to go. Like, some of them have to bake a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder of even this whole your whole creative process with writing and doing poetry and maybe turning them into songs and all of that. Like, one, you don't have to do it all at once. And sometimes it's going to be in some different stages where you have one set of maybe one set of work or poetry that you already have, but you're also creating new every day, and maybe you have to organize that at some point. And so it's nice to have a lot of material, right? So
yeah.
keep doing. That's probably why this show got started, because Liz here has like a lot of crazy stuff going through. You know, she is like her people were like, you have messages, you have a lot of. We have things we want to share, and she didn't really have an outlet for it until she started, you know, doing stuff like this, podcasting and getting on air, and so over a number of years, and at times a very painful process, like physically, you know, emotionally, you know, painful processes of how do I get this out here? Do I trust myself? Much less do I trust the process.
Yeah.
So, I get it because I've seen it. I don't consider myself an artist at all, so I'm not like putting myself out there in that way. But anytime we share our gifts, there's a question of what's the best way, and you have to explore that. But there is not a race, you know, to get to it first. And trust, gosh, trust so much about yourself. Trust your talent. Trust your intuition. When people have, there are certain establishments that have their rules on, well, you have to do this and pay this much money, and you can see sometimes it's not necessarily just about the money, but pay attention to when things kind of feel, whoa, that's definitely outside my comfort zone, because it may not really be the money, because maybe that can happen, right? But it's maybe
yeah.
What happens when you turn all that over to somebody else? What happens? And so, you know, doing deeper research and seeing how, you know, what really happens in that world of publishing, what's really expected of me, what really happens to my work. These are definitely some bigger questions. And like I said, you have all the time you need. And your guides are there to guide you, but you also have free will. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, these things happen, the process happens, and it unfolds. I mean, if Liz were to tell you, you know, even 3 years ago, oh, yeah, I'm going to be, you know, channeling, you know, spirits from the other side. Like, what? What?
I know.
You know, like that's just way too much. You know, it was almost like, no, but I don't do that. I get these messages, but it's from these, you know, nebulous beings that, you know, no one knows who they were. As opposed to, like, you know, my grandmother's on the other side saying, hey, tell Elisa she needs to put a pot of rice on. You know, like, but that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Well,
I know who it is,
directly.
Though. It's this mm-hmm. artist that have passed over. They're helping me.
Okay. So sometimes it's not about answering to them, but what we are hoping when you work in collaboration is that, yeah, you also feel the need to share that, to share your work. It is your work. And if it's encouragement that you're getting, which it sounds like, then that's just saying, hey, keep up the good work, and know that it's necessary. Not only is it good to share, but it's necessary to share with other people. And whatever form that takes, and it's just being smart about it, you know, because you went from poetry
mm-hmm.
to songs. That's
no, actually, songs no. first. Like,
okay.
I was writing them, they're supposed to be songs.
You mentioned a book of poetry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
but,
had mentioned poetry first, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So there's, you know, so there's obviously going to be collaboration, unless you're out there also singing. I don't know.
I don't know if you're the one. Okay, so some of it,
I'd rather
some of it's just
things, yeah.
just all of it's really finding your voice.
Literally.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you hear she said that? I sing a little.
Yeah.
Girl.
yeah.
yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the whole the poetry thing. I think we all need our little blankies. you know,
yeah.
I think it's your little blankie, and yeah, I think you have something to say,
mm-hmm.
and you have the support. And
mm-hmm.
you are being led, but the thing is, it's. I can't stress the word collaboration.
Yeah.
And so much is that trust and that willingness to just be led. You're energetically, you feel blindfolded because you're like, no, excuse me, I could have just been here like you know, like everybody else. And why is my inner life so damn profound? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it's interesting. I think the poetry
yeah.
is a little bit of a blankie.
Yeah.
Like a blanket
step.
With... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, are there
and Seattle's such a music town. Hello?
Yeah.
Would, are there
Girl?
Opportunities for you right now as you're doing this stuff, as you're doing your whole process, are there opportunities that you've been doing to... even locally, just like do the open mic nights and things like that. I mean, I know Seattle's like the big, but you know, a lot of places, even smaller places may have coffee houses or things like that. Open mic nights. I don't know if there's a scene like that where you are.
This is a small town area. There's like no traffic.
Yeah, you got to find your tribe. Yeah, you're isolated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from Seattle. Okay.
Yeah, but I moved here 1 year ago, and I just want to go either back to Seattle or California.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And was it a certain event or situation that you needed to sort of like step out of frame, so to speak, just step out of the picture?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it means that you took the time. You are in way more control of this than you are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get uncomfortable, like I said earlier, that's good because your attention is very much aware of where it needs to go. So you kind of outgrew your backyard, but you needed that holding area, so to speak.
Yeah.
Get away from certain toxic situations, people, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super toxic. And, I was like 3 blocks away from me, so I had to. I just wanted
right.
to get far away.
right. Was that in Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Seattle's a big place, so you can. Right.
Yeah, but I have a friend that owned this property that he needed me to clean it up and manage it for him, so it was kind of an easy.
Gotcha.
Transition.
Yeah, but you know what, though? If that was possible, something else. It doesn't have to be that. There are always possibilities. And you know what? What you could just kind of say to yourself is, I'm willing to be open to possibilities.
Yeah.
See, there's no pressure in that. Just be willing to be open to possibilities. It's not
yeah.
all cut and dry. It's fluid. It's as fluid as spirit is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a lot. It's a lot to swallow, so to speak. So you have to really just take your time. And this is a process that probably has been going on underneath the surface your entire life and for lifetimes prior. And it's exhausting, AF. It's exhausting. You know, especially when you have other things going on and we're, you know, here on this plane managing the chaos and the madness and everything else. But it gives you the plus side is that you gain such insight and understanding and compassion with and grace with the human experience. Because you know that this is sort of like the classroom, but there's a part of you that will never be touched by that or affected, where you might see some people will really just lose it. They'll lose hope. And they'll fall into the rabbit hole of despair, depression, addiction, abuse, whatever. There's a part. Oh, hello. There's a part of you No, that's okay. There's a part of you that's very. Well, maybe that spirit's saying preach. There's a spirit. There's a part of you that's really pure and untouched. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you're fine. You know, you don't have to be hanging out with this lady or that man. Sorry.
I just don't. It's a lot of money, so I just.
Yeah, and it's not really what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really what you want to do, darling. So another thing that you could do right in the privacy of your where you are right now, all by yourself, you can go online and do vocal tutorials on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
How do you think of that?
Well, that's why you called us. Hello. That's why Spirit said, call these two crazy girls. Yeah, that doesn't cost you anything but investing in yourself. It's free.
Like these are my babies. Like
backtrack. So for you to go, oh my God, like you lit up, and then you went, but. So there's a little like self sabotage going on.
Well, I don't want them to steal my work.
Who's going to steal your work? I'm not saying for you misunderstood. No, listen. I didn't say this performancing on YouTube. I did not say that. Mm-hmm. I said you got to really listen and listen to Spirit too, okay? Cuz you're kind of taking it and you're running with it you're not synced up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I did not say that at all. What I said was, you go onto YouTube and you find tutorials. You know what a tutorial is, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I don't know how you took tutorial and took it from, I don't want people to steal my stuff, because I didn't say to set up a YouTube channel and film yourself singing. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I did not say that. Now, that's interesting, because that reaction tells me that's really what you want to do. But who said to do it on YouTube? What I'm saying is, if that's really what you – because I see that's what you really want to do. If that's really what you want to do is present your gifts to the marketplace, that it's you out there, not on some YouTube channel, but out there, then you need to be excellent at owning your babies.
Yeah.
And presenting them. So that's why I said you can train on your own for right now, because for the basics, because that doesn't cost you anything but time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know how you got my baby's YouTube, whatever. I didn't say film yourself and sing. I said train yourself until you can really get proper training when you're back in Seattle or whatever. But in the meantime, while things are in flux and you're in transition, you can educate yourself about proper vocal technique and proper vocal care.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then.
Well, good luck to you. There's plenty to chew on there. And And, you know, if you can, of course, you can always download this show, because pretty much half of it is about you today. So you can download it and kind of listen and see, you know, the progress that you've made just having a discussion about it. and then moving forward and just seeing what this number one year will bring out of you. Because I think there's plenty more that you want to do, and as you're creating for the next, you know, 8 years or 9 years really, but as you're creating and bringing stuff with you and trying to, you know, see what other things excite you, you know, be open to that and follow, yeah, follow wherever that takes you. You know, she's a Scorpio, Liz, so, you know, you gotta, you know.
I don't care.
No, I'm not saying. I know you don't.
No, I know. I understand. No, I'm joking.
And Liz is another water sign. She's a Cancer. So there's a lot of that, you know.
And I'm a New Yorker.
And a New Yorker. So, yeah. But there's a lot of fluidity with and power with what you're wanting to do. I mean, it's art.
Yeah.
It's poetry.
Right. No one's going to steal anything. Okay. Let me just tell you this too. My babies. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Any parent has to know that you have to love your babies enough to let them go. No one's going to steal anything. That's another blankie.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just got to own
yeah.
it. That's just another blankie. No one's going to steal anything. Okay. No one's going to
okay.
steal a damn thing. And the thing is, if you're good enough to steal from, good for you. Don't worry about
yeah.
that. It's not about that. And there are things, I mean, there are so many outlets with all these ways of technology that you can get your work out there. So
mm-hmm.
what you can also do with your lyrics, you know, collaborate with somebody, put them to music, you put them to music, whatever. But you can register for free, I believe, with the U.S. Copyright Office. Get yourself
copyright.
No, I've
done all that.
Well, then, who's
yeah,
going to steal? No one's going to steal anything. Relax. No one's going to steal anything.
Yeah, it's $35 a song. It's not free. I'm just sharing.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you did it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well then.
67 of them.
Right. So then you have inventory, you have content. So all this
mm-hmm.
other stuff, that's just blankie, and I'm just here to like take these blankies, and I don't care how cold it is outside, I'm just taking them off of you, like freeze. And the way to get
yeah.
warm is to do the work. You know, and you know I'm not being mean, I'm just very, very tough. Because
yeah.
I recognize you don't need somebody to be like, "Oh, I get it, I know. It's so hard." Yeah, okay, that's not gonna help you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because I say it with respect and energetic recognition that it's time for you. It's not cute. There's nothing cute about this process. I know because I've lived through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to die literally like 10 years ago. I thought I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to start channeling and do all this crazy stuff on the air, and then it turned into the show. So I don't even channel anymore. I will if somebody wants a reading and a channeled message privately, I'll do that. But it's all what it is now is, and I say this because I think that this is the precipice where you are. This becomes not separate but pure integration.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's the pie's no longer cut up. It's whole.
Yeah.
Okay, it's no longer fragmented or cut up because that doesn't feel right. It's whole. It's
yeah.
integration. And integration is painful because it's growth and expansion. So that's exactly where you are. And that's why I'm being tough on you, because I know you can take it. I wouldn't be with
yeah.
this way with somebody more vulnerable and they would feel beat up. You don't feel beat up. You're like, damn, okay, yeah, all right. Right. It's
yeah.
different. It's different. You can take it. You're
yeah.
tough. You can take it.
Yeah.
So just own that.
Okay.
Own that warrior spirit inside of you. You know,
yes.
and you've healed. That's why you're uncomfortable. You've healed from having had to remove yourself from whatever was going on in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I
that's
mean,
why you're calling the show and you're asking these questions, and things don't sit right like this lady. That doesn't sit right with you. Or even the poetry, it doesn't sit right. No, you're a singer, songwriter,
yeah.
composer, lyricist, whatever you want to call it. Like, look into organizations for lyricists. You know, look into Google, like all these things in Nashville.
Oh, I have, and I've entered lots of contests in Nashville with
okay.
my lyrics only so far. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's time to put those to music.
Yeah.
Yeah. All mm-hmm. right. Well, you have a lot to do. And take your time.
Oh.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So call us back and give us an update.
All righty.
All right. Good luck. Yeah, you got to do. Well, yeah, you should download the show and listen to it because we went full on with you, but you could take it and it's good because you're ready.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm fine.
All right. Of course you are. Yeah, and you know a lot about the human experience and. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think you're like, you probably want to combine different styles to kind of make it your own. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get that too. All right, you got this.
Okay.
All right, good luck, sweetheart.
Thanks again.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
All right. Yes.
I'm snapping my fingers.
Right. Hello. It's nice to see that I softened my tone for 2019. Oh yeah, look at her. She's been doing the show for 10 years. Oh yeah, she's really like mellowed. She's mellowed over the years.
I started watching a few episodes on Amazon Prime of The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Mrs. Maisel.
Everybody's telling me to watch that show. They're like saying they're obsessed.
Yeah, everyone was doing that too over the holidays. And I finally got around to seeing a few episodes. I was cracking up. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah, everybody
yeah.
told me that. Yeah, you're the second person this week to tell me. That isn't that funny? Yes.
So,
I'm going to have to check it out. Obviously, I'm being nudged toward that show. And I think I just need a palate cleanser after obsessing over Handmaid's Tale.
Which I still haven't gotten to yet. But
which
yeah,
is the complete
yeah.
opposite.
Right, that's probably
yeah,
what
which
I haven't
is
gotten
complete,
to it yet.
So I have to do the palate cleanser, and then I'll have a relationship with Mrs. Maisel. Because I was all up in that Handmaid's. Oof! All up in that. So good. It's almost like
oh
I have
goodness.
To let it, like, I have to let it, like, linger before I sort of really radically change genres. Because there ain't nothing funny about The Handmaid's Tale. Oof!
No. Not,
that's
I
not,
read the
that's
book.
Not a romp. No.
I read the book back in the day, so I
well,
know.
She apparently, I heard that she is working on another book, like a sequel.
Oh
Margaret Atwood. And she's like 80-something. Good for her.
Well, that book was I read it in college, so.
Amazing.
It's been
how
a while.
Ahead of her time, because I guess it was, I think she wrote it in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah. So she was a young woman then, so very profound. It's like how Andy Warhol knew about 15 Minutes of Fame before the internet, before anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's amazing. It's like George Orwell, like these visionaries. That they are literally predicting the future, and they're getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, unbelievable, wow. But yes, I know. I have to watch Maisel, co-starring this lady.
Yeah, you know this lady.
This lady. Yeah, no, we ain't going to be giving this lady no none of that money. Well,
that's
I love
funny.
A first-time caller. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's
yep.
good. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to finish up. Actually, I don't even finish up. I actually need to do this website. I've actually been trying to do some bits and pieces of it, but now I'm like, oh, you know what? I really just need to get it up on a Wix site. I have to just choose a platform
right.
for the wine
Wix is
tour
great.
For the wine
mm-hmm.
tour. So, and I'm supposed to meet up with Anna, but you know, for whatever reason, it's just not quite lining up. so I'm not, I think we talked about it. I don't think we talked about it on the air when she was on the phone, but, but you know, where this, we tend to rely on each other for certain things. And now that even that's shifting and changing. So I kind of feel like that's what this is. You know, so, but there's actually one part of the, at least not for the, for the, for the website, cause that's, you know, you meddle through it anyway. But there's actually one part of like the reordering from, because she did all, she did all my graphic design. And so while I have bits and pieces, like she's done layouts for business cards and things like that. And I know she would use a particular vendor. I'm like, I don't even have that information. And so I'm like, I need, you know, even if she doesn't have it, if she just has a name, because I can, they would have it on file somewhere. I don't even have that. So those are things that I definitely need to get done. So that's just what I've been working on. And I had one of my friends, he does reflexology, but he's not, it's not something he does, you know, like he doesn't have a little shop or a little, you know, office space or whatever where he can just do it. He's someone I met years ago when we were asked to do health fairs, like health and wellness fairs, and that's how we met. We you know, he and I were like kind of the oddballs doing spiritual stuff. And so he is one of those who he likes to do trades. So he doesn't own a car. He rides a bike. He takes public transportation. He's actually a really, really cool guy. But, you know, he the way he goes about things, like this is normally what happens. I don't really see him very often. We'll do trades whenever we can have it line up. But he'll do something where he'll ask like a week in advance about what's your schedule look like for doing a trade next week. And so I'll let him know. And just over the years, I've tried to narrow it down with people because I know it's like, oh, all next week's open. Like, you know, let me just pick some days so we can narrow it down instead of it being, oh, well, then whenever I want to do it. I'll try to narrow it down to anticipate that particular – those days or, you know, just have it on my brain for just – 2 out of 7 days instead of 7 out of 7 days someone's going to call. So he'll set it up, you know, we'll agree on something, and then but because I know he's not driving and he's taking public transportation, you know, I usually allow that he's not going to be like there right at whatever time. He may come a little bit early, is usually what happens, or he'll text me if something's up and he's running excuse me, he's running late. So yesterday, we were supposed to be, he was supposed to come over to the house at 11. And at like 9:30, he texts and say, are we still on for, you know, for 11? I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, would it be okay if I come, you know, a little bit early? I knew all of a sudden, like, well, yeah, how early? How early?
Right outside the door.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm like. But he's like, you know, like an hour, or it was like, he said like 10 o'clock. And so it's nine, it's like 9:30, like 10 o'clock. I'm like, no, no, I'm not ready for you in half an hour when I have another hour and a half. So, and he's, you know, he's, when we talk, we didn't really talk about that in particular, but, you know, I kind of made mention of that. I said, yeah, I'm not really ready. But we didn't go deeper than that because I said, I was thinking in my head, we've set the date, and usually we set the date and then he needs to change it because maybe his schedule changes or he'll forget or it'll be something where it's not quite lining up. And he kind of did it last week too. He's like, you know, could we, but it was on a Sunday. He texted me early, like on a Sunday morning, not early, like 9 o'clock. And it's like, hey, could we, you know, move the date to, well, whatever day? And I'm like, well, we could if it's early, because usually he can't do it until after he's done with work. So depending on the schedule, it won't be till late. And I'm like, but you know, I thought we had decided on a date. That's why we did this, you know, a few days ago. And he's like, oh, something came up. So he was trying to change it because, you know, his family, something about family in town. And I'm like, okay. I said, but he said, or we could do it, you know, we could just pick another time. I'm like, well, you just let me know. But I thought we had picked this particular day because he was moving dates around and he got confused.
Mm, that makes you crazy.
So then, yeah. So, you know, there are times when I think, you know, I just really don't want to deal with this anymore. But then,
right.
You know, then when we're actually doing our trade, it's, you know, it's totally fine.
Of course.
But it's like, you know, when stuff doesn't line up. But I've just been paying attention to that. Like, all right, well, I'm not going to push it because like, if he couldn't do it, whatever day he thought he had said, then, I'd say, well, then you touch base with me next week and we'll see what's happening. But you know, I'm not going to,
yeah, exactly. You're not going to lock anything down. It's crazy. It's like,
No. So just trying to be very mindful of that, but that was, but it was actually nice. I mean, I felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
After
you got that.
He did his work and,
you gave him a reading?
Yeah, he usually has specific numbers that he likes to ask about.
Okay.
He's a guy and it was interesting because he talked about, he has in a sequence of numbers, like if you like the number 11 and you always look at the number 11 and so that has been your sign for, you know,
right.
years,
right.
then you look at the number 10 and you think, ooh, that's kind of cool. It's exciting. It's an exciting number because that means, you know, then the number 11 is going to come. Like if you look at the clock, you go, in another minute, there'll be the number 11, which is my favorite number. And that's a good omen. But then if you look at the clock and it's number 12, you think, oh man, I missed number 11, you know? so he, that was sort of his, because of the two numbers he wanted were on either side of his, what he considered his lucky number. And so I knew his question was going to be like, so, you know, what's going on there? I said, well, maybe it's because you're, you know, you've gotten so used to looking at and expecting that number that, yeah, so the anticipation of it is good because you haven't missed it. And then the number afterwards means that you've missed it. But maybe you've been missing it the whole time because, you know, you
right.
put your life on hold.
Right.
To see if you, you know, like, oh, well, now that I know that it's, you know, 10, whatever, 110, and 111 is my number, then I'm going to wait. So I said, you know, you see it, and this guy doesn't sit around at home. He's having to ride his bike. He's hustling. He's doing all these different jobs. So he's like, yeah, you know, I'll look at my phone, and there'll be that number right before my favorite number, and I'll try to like pause for a moment because he has a friend that they have that same number in common. They like to play around and so I said we talk about this on our show as well. Like, don't let anything be the boss of you, even
right.
your lucky number. Like, what are you doing? It's only a minute, you know. It's only a minute, but how does that spike
that's trying to control
level.
That's like trying to
yeah.
control the wind and the sun and the rain and the moon and the stars.
Right.
Like, leave it.
Right. Right. So, you know, the joy in seeing these numbers or signs can be fantastic, right?
It's
like that's a sign.
It's
but
a
then
surprise.
When you start expecting it. When
no.
you start expecting it.
Uh-uh.
And you
try to control.
Put your life on a hold to see.
Yeah,
yeah. You try to control it. It's like
yeah.
if I were to try to find every feather, expect to find a feather every time I took a walk, or a penny every time I walk,
right.
and
right.
you know
right.
it could be like, oh, well, I guess I wasn't meant to take this walk because I didn't find either
yeah.
of those two.
I guess I'm a loser because I didn't find a penny
right.
or a feather.
Right, and all of a sudden
it turns into this
walk,
horrible thing. Yeah,
right.
downward spiral.
It's a walk without,
yeah,
without my signs. So
right.
to kind of get yourself unlocked from that. Where one thing at one point was very a source of joy and inspiration, then becomes this heaviness, like, oh, I guess I missed it. Something must be wrong with me because I keep missing it. It's like, well, just be present. Just be present with it. It's a number. it's just a number. Sometimes a penny is just a penny, you know. A feather is just a feather. So it was a really nice conversation. He always comes up with these different number combinations that have just been, you know, with him for a while, or he's had dreams of them or whatever, and then we'll kind of go through that, and then he'll work on me, and then we're done for another few months until he can figure
That's
out
fine.
A way to have it line up. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, but he's someone who's really into the whole, you know, reflexology thing, and he tries to study as he can, you know, like off online or whatever. he'll try to get into it. And I realize, you know, like, I think I did all my geeking out nerd stuff when I was a little kid, because I'm like, you know, a numerology book, you know, numerology websites. Yeah. You know, it's not like, I'm not, there's like new stuff coming out with numbers. I guess there could be, but that isn't what draws me anymore. Like,
right.
It's like, you know, like you can listen to other people who channel sometimes, but it's not like, oh, I gotta, you know.
No, yeah. I used to a lot more. I very rarely do now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, it's sort of the same thing. When I do readings, I like seeing how with the client, how they are taking in what the numbers mean for them. And I try to be as broad as possible, and kind of feel out, you know, well, where are they on the spectrum of like the number four? Like, how uptight are they about this, or how organized are they about that? And then, you know, and it's interesting because I do blend it with that astrology, and I see where, you know, talking to someone who's a four, but they're an Aquarius, is different from talking about someone with a four who's also a Virgo. You know, it's, there is something to it. There's something to those tendencies of, you know, either being very forward thinking or wanting to keep things in a certain way and very neat
right.
and tidy. So that's been my joy, is finding those different textures for the different numbers and how they blend.
Yes. Well, that's why.
But I did.
You do what you do.
Yeah, right. And that's why he does what he does. And I do hope he's able to start doing something a little more steady where, even if it's just once a week, he has a place where he can go, some wellness center, and do reflexology.
Right.
Because he really does enjoy it. And he's an interesting guy, you know. He's got the dreadlocks, and he's got, you know, he's a Lego nerd, and he likes wrestling. You know, he just has all these different things. He's got tattoos, you know. So he's a colorful character, and I know he means well. I think it took a while because there was a period of time where I had not heard from him, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Right.
But I like his energy, and
nice.
So I have to give him a little more leeway. It's like, this is gonna get you tightened up a little bit more.
Just a little bit more, yeah. But sometimes you'd be in the ethers a little bit because you like it there.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, you know.
Yeah.
So. What's his name?
Kibwe. He's
I love that.
Yeah, it's he was like, I think he was born in like Baltimore, you know, whatever. But I met his mom. His mom used to live in town as well years ago, and you know, she's got like the Erykah Badu, you know.
Oh, hello.
Do rap and all that. So it's there. She's also a very naturalistic practitioner. She does all kinds of healing modalities too.
Love that.
Very cool family. They don't come from a lot of money, that's for sure. But he makes it work. Like he does his hustle. He does what he wants to do
all day.
Yeah, he makes it happen. Yeah, you know, people have their priorities, and they put their money where their mouth is, where they want it to go. So that's
freedom is huge. Freedom is, if you have a sense of freedom, you're rich, even if you are being creative about how to survive and thrive. I really believe that.
That's so true.
That's all we talked about on Tuesday. It's just having nothing left to lose. Just, okay, figure it out. That's it. Wow.
Right.
Nothing to lose. So you're going to, you know, like our caller, there's nothing to lose. Just take those steps, one step at a time, and trust and see what happens, and let things unfold and embrace the freedom to be you. That's really the bottom line. So, very interesting conversation as always. Who knows what's going to happen between now and Tuesday, because that always is like that hump. There's always
forever,
it's crazy. It feels so long. Anyway, so if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show will be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, amazing conversation. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you too. Yeah, take care.
Take care.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
That you like it.